Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Yep. Just a couple of manly men proving it by smelling like gasoline right now. I don't really smell it on you, not that I've gotten that close, but when I told you right away today, apologies if I smell like gas, I spilled a little gas when I was filling the mower, and some of it got on my left hand, and it just doesn't go away.
No.
The smell doesn't go away easily. Yes, I've tried soap, but I feel like it's going to linger.
Yeah.
And then you said, I won't even notice because I might too.
Yeah.
So that's what you got today out there.
Yeah. Some holes were closed at the Delaware Park Golf Course today. The corporate challenge is tomorrow, so the tents are set up. So my 7:30 round that should have taken me until about 10:30 got cut short by about an hour, and I walked in the door. I'm like, eh, you know what? Big yard. Get all the gear out.
Did you find those rabbits?
Here we go. No sign of the rabbits.
They moved on.
Yeah, I
do. One way or another.
Yeah, I'm confident that they are living happy little bunny lives.
I would say the same thing.
Mostly because I just think it would be really weird for a hawk to like have even spotted them in my yard. I don't have a big expansive yard.
And just swoop them all up at once?
Right, like power lines and stuff. Like I just can't see a hawk getting them. So anyway, and that's the only predator I would really think. I mean, there are occasionally coyotes in my neighborhood, but not at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
So I'm confident the bunnies are alive. Yeah, but yeah. So all the, you know, all the my hands just sort of they have that dirt smell kind of.
Oh, dirt and gas.
We did the stuff. You want to get it done when it gets this time of the year, you know, when it seems like it might be nice out. You don't want to wait until Saturday.
No,
with that stuff. No. Like if I, you know, we're lucky we don't have to be here till well now, actually, and so that gives you a lot of time to avoid having to spend a Saturday, you know, doing all that muling around the yard. I got it done today, so I'm
especially if
in
you're
the clear.
Driving every Saturday.
Well, right, so that's a different, that's
even
a different
more important problem, to right. get it done when you can get it done.
Right, I'm just recreating locally. That's
so
my plan.
I spent, you know, some time today when I wasn't pouring gasoline on my left hand. When I spent some time today looking up Bills bets. Now, I'm sure you've heard, you, everyone, maybe not everyone, but I'm sure you've heard the thing about how the Bills are favored in every game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, by the way, right? Every game. They have good teams on their schedule. The best teams are all here, though. I think Baltimore, Kansas City, Philadelphia,
right now,
they'd be underdogs on the road in all three. Certainly Baltimore and Philadelphia.
I'm inclined to agree. I think Kansas City even, too.
They have been.
Cincinnati would be a little different, maybe. Maybe.
They have been favorites at the Chiefs in the regular season more than once. Like, they've earned that. It's week 12 anyway, I think, or week 10. Week 9.
Week 9, yeah.
Week 9 is Kansas City. So I reached out to Sam, like, is there, because I looked at FanDuel, is there a site that is offering spreads on every game? Because you hear that they came out, but he
can
said,
you actually, are they actionable?
Yeah, can I bet on week 12 right now? And he's like, no, none of the big sites have offered that yet. I don't know when that happens, but I feel like that's a cool idea is to, because in fantasy, what we're trying to do is, right, so why draft so early, right? To most fantasy players, June is way too early to be drafting. I mean, I'm drafting in March.
You don't even go through training camp. Guys will get hurt.
Right. Yeah. It's way too early. How could you possibly draft this early? One, you're drafting against people who are also drafting this early. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the same information.
Right.
And two, and I've learned this from the experts I mingle with, what you're really trying to do more than like nail your best picks, everything like that, what you're really trying to do is guess who's going to move up. And you know, you might have a reason for thinking. He'll give you an example. And I don't want to make this about fantasy, but just to give you an example of the kind of the concept. Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey in drafts has been going until recently, like early second round.
Which is kind of late for him?
Well, yes. Because if we get to the summer, we get to training camp, and there's no issue with his health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can only trust that so well because last year we didn't hear a lot about it either and he missed 10 games.
But the reports are he's got a spring in his step and he looks great, he feels great, he great summer training,
all
you know, spring, whatever, all the stuff.
And he says it too.
That'll push him.
And then the fantasy player goes, wait a minute, if Christian McCaffrey is actually Christian McCaffrey, he might be like the first pick in the draft.
Right.
So he's not going to get that high, but he's already moving up to like mid to late first round because people are closer to the season without hearing bad news.
Right. So the whole thing is always has been very similar to gambling, but this is like a futures bet.
Exactly. Right?
Christian McCaffrey.
We might have the same opinion of Christian McCaffrey, but if one of us, let's say you in this case, is like, actually, by the summer, everybody's going to hear like there's no bad news and he's amazing and why don't I just draft him way earlier?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point. And I think with these single game point spreads, I think of a conversation I had years ago with Warren Sharp about this, how this is what you're trying to do. This is what Sam would say, I'm sure, is if you think news is going to affect, and that could also be like how the season is going, if you're talking about a game in December, is going to affect the line, well, you might want to bet it one way early, and then if you're right, whatever it would be, you know, you expect a certain team to be better or worse than consensus, the line changes because you're right if that happens, and then you've got a different number when you get to the week of the game. Make sense?
Yeah.
I know it makes sense to you. So it is what it is. The big sites, I guess, I don't know of a way to bet the Browns game in week 16 or whatever that is, 15 or 16. But there is a site, and maybe there are several. One is called Sportsbook Review that has a line for every game. Somebody, if they're telling you the Bills are favored in every game, they've got to have some justification of that. There's got to be some physical proof of that somewhere. Maybe in Vegas, you could go to a book and bet
these games.
Yeah, right?
Week 9, whatever.
Yeah. It's incredible enough, right? Is that a too big a word that the Bills would be favored every week? It's even more incredible than that, though, I think, having looked at the entire season. Because not only are they favored in, this is from Sportsbook Review, say what you want. It's good enough for me. Not only are they favored in all 17 games, they are favored by 7 points or more in 7 of those games. They are favored by 4.5 or more. That's a pretty good favorite in the NFL. 4.5 in 13.
So are the four big home games the only ones that are under that?
They're 3 of the 4.
3 of the 4. Is the Bengal game above that?
That's right.
Okay.
It's 5.5 Cincinnati as of now on that website. Week 14, Bills -5.5 against the Bengals. The shorter ones are the Ravens, 1.5, the Eagles, 1.5, the Chiefs, 2.5, the Texans away, 3.5, the Thursday night, week 12. Every other game on the schedule, the Bills are 4.5-point favorites or more. There is not a division game, not one, where they are favored by less than 4.5. The shortest division game is at New England in week 15. At Miami's 5.5. At the Jets in week 2 is 8.5. Versus the Dolphins in week 3 is 8.5. Versus the Patriots on the Sunday night in week 5 is 8.5.
8.5 at the Dolphins.
5.5 at the Dolphins.
5.5 at the 8.5 at home. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
Both Miami and New England here, respectively, weeks 3 and 5, are 8.5-point underdogs in those games as of now. I mean,
and New England is being talked about,
yes,
by me, even, you know, and other people who know way more than me, as like the team to look out for, right? Like they're Adam Schefter, right? Like they're going to be in the rearview mirror kind of thing. That's a massive number.
8.5 is a lot
for the second best team in an NFL division. You know, going to visit the favorite. That's a huge number.
And if you want to make that Miami, it's the same point.
Right.
8.5 points.
That's a team that just, you know, season before last, the Bills needed to beat on the final day of the season to make sure they made the playoffs.
Pretty much.
I mean, wow.
So we are right where we've ever been in this area. The Bills are, FanDuel does have these. To make the divisional round, right? Either get the bye or win the first round of the playoffs. The Bills are -195. That is the favorite. They are the first name on the board for odds to make the divisional round. -195. Not Philadelphia. Again, that's like easier division, I think. Likelier to win the division.
Right.
That's home game. That could be a better record.
Right. Philly's got to deal with Dallas and Washington. Probably. I mean, Washington, I would think, almost definitely, maybe Dallas.
And nobody wins the NFC East 2 years in a row. It hasn't happened in more than 20 years.
Right.
-195 to make the AFC divisional round. If you know odds, is that not, like, incredible? Again, I'll use that word if I'm not overstating. 2-1. Yesterday, I'm all worked up because James Cook walked in the door. And like, oh, no. What are we going to talk about? There's nothing wrong. Well, listen to that.
Here's more evidence of nothing wrong.
Basically -200 to get to the final four of the AFC. why play it out?
Right.
Like just,
can't we just
why worry about anything? Let's just talk about the uniforms for 3 months. -195 to make the division round. No team is a bigger favorite. +145 to make the AFC championship. No team is a bigger favorite to make the conference championship round. +145. That's all you get, right? Your $10 wins $14.50 to bet the Bills to make the AFC championship. Think about it. You're not betting that.
I'm never betting that.
Never betting that.
It's too likely to happen.
I'd bet the Colts to make the AFC championship.
I'm too likely to win $14.50. You know? What am I going to do with $14.50?
Right. That's got to be like a $10,000 bet or something.
Right.
To make that interesting.
Right.
To win $14.5. Like, okay.
And I'm never making that bet either. I'm not equipped.
Pick any number you want where it would bring on like anxiety. I know I'm asking you to bring on. It's hard enough in life to avoid it. But I'm asking you to imagine this scenario where you've made a substantive bet on the Bills to make the AFC championship, what do you do? It can only go wrong between now and mid-January.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing. The Bills could win every regular season game. They still have to win a playoff game, even if they go 17-0. They would still have to win the division round against maybe the 4 seed. Or somebody like that. Maybe they'd be a touchdown favorite to do that, but you're still not home yet. They have to win that game for you to get home. And, you know, you can't even really hedge that. How would you even hedge that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe in that divisional round game, you would bet the other team. You would bet Houston on the money line or something like that. Then you'd win either way for how many thousands of dollars? I mean, just +145 to make the AFC championship, and they are the favorite right now at FanDuel to make the Super Bowl, +350. No team is above them in either of these levels, on any of these levels. They're favored in every game. And in 13 out of 17 games, they are favored by at least 4.5 points. Let's go to the ballpark.
Right.
Max Scherzer. I mean,
right.
What
right.
is the point of scrutinizing this?
Yeah.
This can only go the wrong way. If everything goes the right way, well, you know, you're winning some of these. You're live for the playoff ones. But you're not, you know, unless the Bills are the 07 Patriots, you're not
never
really winning any money.
No, yeah, right. Yeah, unless you're comfortable, and I'm not. Like I am, and this, this reveals something probably about my personality, I think. I don't think it really reveals how I am with money, or maybe it does. I'm way more comfortable making $10 five-leg parlay bets and losing them all.
Yeah.
Than I am making one $100 bet on something I'm really confident about. Because however confident I am, I'm still going to – one of these bets, like I would never – like what's a number? 50 would have to be that. Now, I've never wagered $50 on anything.
Really?
On fan.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't ever, you know, I like to build these silly constructs where I hit it big if I get, you know, four things right.
Which you've won on many times.
I've done enough of it. But I have not ever, I'm happy about this about myself because it could get tempting. You hit a couple of those and they're like, well, if I put in 50 instead of 10.
I know.
You're right. Like, no.
Which is the first thought I have every time I win a bet.
Right.
How sad is that?
Yeah.
Every time I win a bet, my thought is, why didn't I bet more?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should remember all the ones you lose. At least that's what I would tell myself.
I do. I mean, so, I can answer that question.
Yeah.
But I do have that thought every time.
I love all that. But you know what I'm thinking is when they wave the green flag on being able to it's FanDuel, it's the only app that I have. I know I could get other ones, but whatever, I do their commercials. So that's where I do it. And whenever they wave the green flag on being able to bet the individual games, I would want to pick out six or seven of my favorite ones and put them all together. that's what I would do rather than bet one at a time. I would just, okay, which of these am I the most confident in? And let's just put them all in there and, like, you know, maybe I'll get the benefit of something going really well for the Bills, better than even imagine, which is hard, I think, to fathom given everything we've just talked about for the past 15 minutes. But still, maybe. So I'll catch, you know, a break on a spread somewhere here that's going to only go up because they're so good or something. And that'd be nice to be able to be sitting on that.
The thing about that, and I'm sorry to say this to you, like the technical thing about that is you can't really offset that with a single bet unless it's the last leg.
Right.
If it's the last leg, then you can bet the other side and come out ahead no matter what. But if you have five games and it's the second game and that spread has moved by a touchdown for some reason, what can you really do about that? You might lose either way by playing that. But if you play individually, then you can do that five times if you want. I mean, are you – here's the – not everybody speaks sportsbook, and I recognize that. It's not really a betting point. It's a point about because the betting markets reflect objectively what people think of your team. I've made this point 1,000 times, good times and bad. You people are excited about LeSean McCoy. Like, yeah, I don't think anybody cares that bets on football.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you know something bad, Von Miller gets hurt, something bad happens at the Bill, Hayden Poyer, I don't think anybody really cares. Like I know that's a real thing and it's going to matter, but maybe not that much. The betting markets are honest and they tell you sometimes what you don't want to hear if you're just, you know, if you're a fan, right? So it's not about the numbers or anything. It's really, I think, about We know they're established as really good. I mean, we don't have that question. Allen and the rest of it, like, we know what it looks like. The division is considered so soft that it moves the Bills ahead of teams like Baltimore and Kansas City and Philadelphia, who don't have, we think, the same luxury. And that is what separates the Bills from those teams. Right. And I don't know, are there others? It separates them from those teams in this area and gives you basically their favorite in everything. I think if you fail to recognize that point, even, I think, a diehard fan would be like, all right, this sounds like a little much.
Mm-hmm.
Favored in every game. They're not going to win every game. Favored to win the AFC championship. Favored to make it. All of it. Wow. Like, it really has to be thought about that Miami, New England, and New York are maybe not better than 500 teams.
Right. That absolutely, a very recent example of that would be if people were paying attention to the odds before as the playoffs were just beginning in the NHL, Carolina had the shortest odds to win the cup. And it was all about their pathway. They drew the Devils and then the Capitals. I think
that's right,
and like they're gonna cruise to the conference final, and so
they kind
of
did.
You get two series out of the way, and you know, are they the best team? No, but they've got the easiest pathway to being four wins away from making the final, and so therefore we're gonna slap the lowest number on them because they're probably gonna get there, and then who knows, overtime games or whatever, and maybe they make it, and you know, so we're gonna recognize that. And that's what the Bills are getting, you know, with the division especially. Really, that's it. I don't think the rest of the AFC is perceived as soft with Kansas City and Baltimore and Cincinnati maybe rebounding. But the division, you know, that's the 3 months of the season, 4 months of the season is that. It's winning the division, you know, and that is for seeding, and that just it just permeates through everything and informs everything that you're talking about. You know, from a likelihood of them going on a championship run.
I think one question to debate is basically, is this accurate? Like, is this how you feel that the division? Like, would you take the Bills going 5-1 in the AFC East?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I wouldn't just. Yeah,
you wouldn't take 4-2.
No.
Would the Chiefs take going 4-2 in the AFC West? No.
Probably not.
Would the Ravens take 4-2 in the AFC North?
That's a heavier lift. Both of those they've got two games with the Bengals. Like that's
tough. Last year, I think they went 4-2 in that division and swept the Bengals in shootout, crazy games they easily could have lost, but they didn't. But they did lose to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And they did lose to Cleveland, I believe, last year. What did the Bills do? They lost at New England in the end. I mean, that the Jet game in the end counts in this, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
They could lose that game by resting starters.
Right, just like they did the New England game, right.
Like they did New England. And
they won everything else.
They won everything else. Right. Swept Miami, swept New York. Split with New England. Why can't I remember the New England home game? Was it late?
I'm going to have to look.
Yeah, it was late. It was was it like two of the last 3 weeks or whatever that was? Was that last year? New England games were both late.
New England games were week 16 and 18.
Okay.
Yes. So 24-21 they won here.
Yeah, it was tough.
It's a little tighter than you might have thought.
What do you think here? Is there something being missed? Like, people are superstitious. You don't want to hear favored in every game, favored in everything. And you can think maybe this team is on its own worth that, deserving of that, or maybe not. Maybe there are people have enough questions about certain Bills things to be like, slow down. We'll talk about it some more. 803-0550. Sal Capaccio out at the mini camp practice today. We'll talk to Sal today. Brian Koziol gives his picks on the U.S. Open later. That starts tomorrow. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'd love to hear from you. Phones are open. This is WGR.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade From the 18th century to the 20th, original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.